Well, hello, group leaders. Pastor Kevin with you. Pastor Vince is away today, so it's myself and our guest, Kelly Croce. Today is our 15th group leader podcast, and we're talking about a continuation of the team leadership model. And today's topic is being the admin or the communicator in a group. So with us is Kelly Croce. I'll let her tell you who she is.
Hey, everybody. I am Kelly Croce. I have been attending Grace for about 14 years. I've been in groups most of those years. I've been on staff for 10 years. I actually started attending groups, and then I started leading a circle in women's Bible study for a few years, and now I co-lead a women's Grace group.
Nice. And Kelly didn't say it, but she was the admin for all things group life and discipleship here at Grace for
eight years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then switched her staff role to the admin and helper extraordinaire in the operations. So all the things you see that happen on the campus around the facilities and some finance things, things that support, in a lot of ways, all that we do here at Grace. So Kelly's a very familiar face and a like-minded staffer around group life. So Kelly, why is it important to have an admin person in a group?
So first and foremost, selfishly as a group leader, you need to be thinking about how you can take some of the load off of you. It helps carry the load of leadership for you. It's the little things. The details are important, but they can get lost in the midst of preparing for a group, leading discussions, shepherding needs with group members, and honestly with life. Many of us have families and jobs and other commitments that all fight for our time and attention. So if you can get some help taking care of the people in your group and the details to run the group, it's a great benefit.
So how have you seen clear communications within a group be helpful?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I live by clarity is kindness. Give them all the details. It minimizes questions and confusion, which can actually hinder their focus and engagement with whatever you're doing. It creates comfort knowing what to expect, especially with new group members. For example, if your group is having a service project and you fail to tell them that they need to provide their own supplies and you miscommunicated the address, I bet by the time they get there, they're not in the best mindset when they finally find it, and they're not focusing on the community building moment in front of them because they're thinking it would have been nice to know that I needed gloves.
Yeah. So what are the as you see it, what are the tasks of the group admin or communicator?
It probably would vary based on your group, but it could include things like taking your attendance for you. If you have snacks and food, arranging the snack schedule. If you offer childcare, managing childcare, that would include making sure that babysitters are showing up and that they're getting paid. And then communicating the needs of the group. The details of events, reminders for group members, things like that.
Yeah. In other words, I think I hear you saying is no group member should come to a Wednesday night group meeting or to any kind of event without knowing all the details, what's expected, what to bring, what to not bring.
Correct.
What the agenda looks like for the evening. When are we getting out? When are we going to be done?
Exactly. Give them all the details.
So how do you go about communicating with your group?
Well, there's two things. When we do communications and our adminning of our group, we have housekeeping moments at the beginning of the group to make announcements and work through upcoming events, logistics, and reminders. We use tools like GroupMe, which is a text-based app that doesn't blow up with blue and green all over the place when you're trying to send a group text. We use a group calendar and SignUp Genius. We send out reminders, links, follow-ups on needs or something that was brought up in discussion. We pay attention to attendance and engagement, especially engagement with our GroupMe discussions. If we start to see that people are not engaging We check with each other, my co-leader and I, to see if we have had any conversations, if we know what's up, and then we follow up with them. Finding an admin for your group. Our group is a little stacked in this area because both myself and my co-leader, we are professional admins, and we have quite a few A-type personalities in our group. So, but if you're trying to find an admin, how you do it, watch your members, watch your group members. It should be very easy to spot the admin type brains. They're taking notes. They're asking questions of you to get more details. They're organizing supplies. They're straightening up behind you as the night ends. Tell them you need help. Acts of service is their love language, and just start small. Start with just attendance and then go from there. See what else they can do and handle.
That's really good. Kelly, in your years of experience, have you seen failures in this area?
Oh, sure. I would usually step in and offer to help if I hadn't already been approached to help. But it's not to anyone's fault of their own, but many people are just not wired to think in the weeds like an admin-minded person does. The win is to just accept it and work to build a team to support giftings that you don't have.
That's great. So do you think that communications go outside of the 2 hours in your group night?
Oh, for sure they do. They might have to, your admin might have to talk to an outside organization or arrange a service project or a group gathering. Most importantly, they should stay in communication with your campus leadership. So you've got attendance reminders that come out. Use those extra spaces after checking off the names to give a quick heads up on what's happening in your group. Yes, prayers are personal, but it's only seen by leadership, and it gives them a very quick update as to what's going on. Leadership is always looking for stories. If you have a breakthrough moment in a conversation, a next step taken by a member, someone who's grown spiritually, email your campus group leadership. You're leading this group, and your groups are where the first steps of shepherding and care happen, but you're not on an island. Mm-hmm. Regular communication with leadership allows them to be the best support for you and your group.
That's really good. As the group's pastor here at Pickerington, we do rely on our group leaders to communicate with us. I know we send you a lot of texts and emails about this thing is happening or that thing is happening, but you'd be amazed at how many group leaders, they just don't respond. Mm-hmm. And that's,
yeah.
I know they're good leaders. I know they're paying attention and they're good people and they're good Christians, but man, some of them just, they just don't communicate. And that's a bit of a struggle. All right. So Kelly, kind of as a wrap up, what would you like to impress on group leaders about this topic?
Really just reaffirming what you're doing. Leading a group is no small task. It requires preparation and focus, and it requires you to be extroverted, when, especially maybe if you're meeting in the evening at the end of your day when you're tired. Mm-hmm. It's hard. So realize your talents and giftings and spend your energy there. You have others in your group that can't do what you do, but their giftings are just as valuable for creating a great group experience. Ask. Mm. Just ask.
That's really good. So group leaders, as an action step out of today's discussion, pick one thing that you heard Kelly say and implement that into your group for this week. Guaranteed, it'll make your group life better. Thank you all. God bless.